listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Good morning, people.
Hello.
Back again.
DMTF 032.
That's the one, 32.
Let's not waste time on...
That's my age, by the way, dear listener.
Happy New Year. And, Simon, why don't we just, get started.
Okay.
Match day 18?
I can't remember. I guess it must have been, yeah.
A team you called the former has-beens.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yes.
Is that right?
The former losers.
The former losers. Oh, yeah, we won the last match. No. The away game?
We've already prattled on about all the games in the Hinrunde. So the only actual game for us to dribble on about is the one that was on Sunday night.
Do we have to? I think everybody should get 3 jokers per season where we don't have to talk about the show, the matches, or the shit show.
What and happens if somebody plays a joker for Hertha? So we're not allowed to talk about Hertha for an episode.
I myself want to say I don't want to talk about this particular game.
Okay.
And then I want to start over and do something else.
There was the little jolly over to America.
Oh.
Playing in...
we'll do that later.
Florida.
Even though Klinsmann wanted to move it to Spain.
Why did he want to do that? Just because it was less... Sort of
Less travelling.
Hmm.
Jürgen loves one word. It's mega.
It's sausages.
No, mega. You love sausages. I was really disappointed with the lack of feedback and retweets for the sausage tweet. Really sad.
Yes. Well, it's just a bag of sausages. Why would anybody be too carried away by that? I like to eat them, but yeah.
Okay, we had Jahrstein, Klünter, Boyata. Turner Riga, finally.
Turner Riga!
Plattenhardt. Oh, we had a new player. Ooh. Santiago Ascasibar.
Ascasibar.
From Argentina.
Mm.
Who came from Stuttgart for 10? I don't know. He came for a certain amount of money.
Is he a loan?
No.
He's actually...
We bought him.
Ours.
No, he's ours now.
Okay.
I'm just checking how much we paid for him. Ascasibar.
€10 and a doner kebab.
Oh, we had a question from my brother-in-law. He was asking whether Hertha, if we would find out if Hertha could get a striker who is able to hit the back of the net.
That's asking a bit much, isn't it?
I wasn't so sure. Ascasibar, we paid €11 million. He came from Estudiantes to Stuttgart for 6, and we paid 11. Yeah. 22 years old. Plays for the under 23 Argentina national team.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks German. Ascasibar, Darida, Guric, Luke Bakio, Dilrusun, and Selke. And kicker gave everybody...
Who do we have as a striker? Not sure.
Nobody. Okay. I think we had Lewandowski. Everybody scored. Yeah, okay, I was really, really, really bored by the game. Don't know about you.
Well, we held on for a long time, didn't we? I can't remember when the first goal was, but it was
60 something.
Yes, fairly sort of well on into the game, I guess. But for a lot of the time, the defence was a lot better than it has been before in the past. It was quite well organised, and try as they may to try to wriggle a way through, they didn't for a very long time.
It was because of Boyata. And because of Turner Riga.
The two of them together.
And Bayern going for the crosses, which was a stupid idea, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
Because you don't do that.
They can have stupid ideas as long as they like, as far as I'm concerned.
It really makes sense. I mean, you have two players over almost six feet something.
Mm.
But it just doesn't make sense.
No.
To me.
But I mean, once we did concede that one, that was game over, really. Because
no, the second one was.
We
one.
Didn't have the joke thing at oh, was the it at half time? No, fourth or was one. It at the end? I can't remember. They showed the highlights of the game. And it lasted about 20 seconds. It was just like one shot.
And it was. It also featured what's his face? Luke Bacchio losing the ball was in the highlights.
It comes to something when that's a highlight, isn't it? Really? Yeah. What can we say?
What you gonna do?
Do you think it was worth saying the atmosphere was quite good? I thought
Bayern was playing really bad. They weren't even good.
They didn't.
Had they been good, we would have been down by double digits.
They didn't have to play well, really. So,
I think the first shot on goal by Hertha was in the 85th minute.
Oh my goodness!
Who came in?
And there was
Wolf von Arena, Köpke for Luca Bacchio, Mittelstädt for Dilrosun.
Didn't make any impact.
There was no motion forward. You had a goal disallowed in the 63rd, first goal in the 60th, and then you had 73rd, the penalty, which I think was a typical Bayern penalty. Oh, somebody fell down. Must be a penalty. And in the 76th, you had Thiago with
his... picturing it right, he was being manhandled, wasn't he?
It was a normal challenge, in my
opinion. You can't... Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm picturing the right thing, but I thought he was being manhandled. Yeah, he might have fallen over fairly easily, but you don't grab hold of somebody in the box like that. It's... Anyway, that's just me.
I could have easily stayed home for that one. Also, I think the referee forgot the yellow cards for Bayern.
He did seem to.
In the dressing room or something like
yeah.
that.
But he just left them behind and thought, well, I can get away with this, he thought. Yeah.
To be fair,
yeah, there was a bit of that, and there always seems to be a little bit of that, but we didn't deserve to get anything out of
it. Are you saying I'm biased?
Yes. It's usually me that's biased. I'm unashamedly biased normally.
Yeah, it was a boring game. It was sold out, which I even hate more because then it's so many people and you have to stand in line to get food and you have to stand in line to go to the restroom.
I didn't think there was quite so much red in the ground. But I think that's perhaps because some of the Bayern fans weren't wearing red. I mean, there was an awful lot there.
Oh, they weren't happy, so they didn't come. Because they're all Erfolgs fans. They only show up when it's working well for them.
Mm.
I think it was the most boring game
I think so.
I've seen all season.
A young lady of our acquaintance tweeted something about all the Bayern fans at Hauptbahnhof going back to Brandenburg, which I thought was quite funny.
People have to live in places.
Yes, they do.
Hmm. Yeah, it was boring. Did I mention it was boring?
Several times.
Yes. Bah. So
bit,
boring.
That's a bit boring in itself, really.
Speaking of boring, Hertha went on a US tour to Florida. Where did they go with Florida? Orlando, right?
No, it was...
No?
Was it St. Petersburg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for Huckleberry Finn.
There were people in America that were thrilled that they'd gone over to America.
And at first they were thrilled because they didn't get much from Hertha.
No, well, that's a bit mean, I think, really, because they must have been aware of it.
I think that was
a lot mean.
I texted people at Hertha, and they texted back and said, yeah, I'm not going to be there, but I will make sure something's going to happen.
Huh.
But nobody from Fanbetreuung goes on these trips, which I think is a mistake, if you're asking me.
Well, if you're looking towards trying to sort of cultivate fans in another country, you want to try to cultivate fans in another country, and if you don't send anybody there to do that, that's a bit stupid, really.
Who went?
That's just
Brian?
Yeah.
And who else?
There were four of them, I think, weren't there? I'm just sort of trying to conjure up the image. There was a picture of
three guys
holding a...
I saw three guys. The one, the selector guy.
Yes.
Brian. One. And one more, which I'm not really sure.
But they seem to have a nice time.
Hope so.
Yeah, sure do I.
I'm looking for their... they did a...
It's when they came over to England, I couldn't go and see them. Where was I?
Crystal Palace?
I was at... it was to Crystal Palace, but I think I was at a festival or something, so that had been booked in ages ago, so...
Orlando, here. I found Orlando. I found it.
Okay.
So they were in Orlando, but they practiced in St. Petersburg.
Oh, is that what it was?
Right. And they won the test match 2-1. Goals from our big white hope, Alexander S. Wayne.
Yes.
The artist formerly known as AE7, then AE14, and now he's AE9.
Right.
But I watched the highlights and they weren't very long. Oh, the test match was in St. Petersburg.
Must have been longer than the ones from Sunday.
Yeah, I just texted Brian.
Got some crisp adverts longer than those highlights.
Brian, I think Brian took some pictures and they should be on Twitter at the Hertha Noram, I guess. And he talked to some players. But... yeah, there was no real interaction, I guess. Oh, he said Frankfurt were selling jerseys,
yes,
and they had fans meet the players, and Hertha had nothing. That's what I texted you, right? That on that day.
That they, I in mean, the that's just so bad. It's
It's not that hard. Hey, let's take some shirts.
I think it was Brian that he tweeted something about going to the pub. I think, 'cause he was going to go and watch the Liverpool game.
Yeah, and he was upset.
And he showed a picture and things. There were lots of Liverpool scarves and things being held up. And I said, what? No Hertha scarves? And he said something about, if they've been selling, sort of Hertha merchandise at the, you know, I might have been able to have one, but I was wearing my jacket, so...
Yeah, but then Liverpool won the Champions League, so maybe they're a bit more popular.
Well, the long-term profile of them is, you know, what can you say? I mean, they're doing really rather well at the moment.
Usually I complain a lot about Hertha, especially when it comes to merchandise. But I bought a new jacket, which I really love.
Uh-huh.
It's from the training collection. Right. And it's just plain grey with the white...
Grey with white bits.
White bits on it.
Should we post a picture of Jan sitting there in his little hoodie?
I just got to the shop.
What are you pulling your faces here?
Because I haven't showered yet.
I wonder why the window was open.
Yeah, but I don't understand how you don't. It's because you're always hot.
Sitting here with a cough and things, but
Simon has an infusion in his arm. He's looking pretty pale. He looks more and more like a Saruman.
What are you on?
Let's join forces. Okay. Boring game, 0-4. Hertha in 14th place.
Yeah.
Did you get to... Oh, no, you don't watch the Facebook Lives by Jürgen Klinsmann.
No.
I did a little live tweeting session because it's so funny. He sits there like an old grandfather who sitting in front of the computer for the first time. Maybe has the same computer competencies as my father, which is zero. He knows how to get to YouTube. And that's about it. Okay, US tour, let's say there's room for improvement, eh?
Well, in terms of the sort of fan support and what have you, I think that's certainly the case.
Because
I didn't make it to the Crystal Palace thing in the
you couldn't.
Last summer. Cause, well, yeah, I couldn't. But I don't know if they had any sort of fan support there. I don't either, know. Actually.
Yeah. Maybe because it's cheaper to get there. Because...
Well, yeah, flipping over to Crystal Palace.
I mean, the flights are...
quite short.
Tad bit cheaper than flights to the
United
States.
I don't know if
States.
They did or not. I mean, they could have gone along there with diddly squat for all I know. But it's an interesting question to pose.
They were cycling.
Really? It's part of their training regime, you know, that they cycle to Crystal Palace.
I mean, now they have the what's it called? The trainer? The person who worked for Felix Magath?
Oh, God.
I forgot his name.
Well, as long as he hasn't picked up any of his theories. I mean, I can't remember his name either, but...
Leuthard. I think Leuthard is his name.
Gets the team running around in circles around the pitch.
With backpacks full of stones.
Yes. Yes. And if they're not quick enough, they have to do it in a potato sack.
Like,
hopping along.
People still do that on at festivals, and we used to have that, or the father-son race where
or three-legged race where you've got to run along with your leg.
One of my first things I did in England was I went to a festival and we did this on a ride in the hay on a horse carriage.
We don't want to know about this, Jan. Yeah, at a festival rolling in the hay. No, we don't want to know about this.
No. There was a carriage.
No photographs, please.
It was full. It was the 1990s. Not a carriage, but a little wheelie thingy behind horses, filled with hay, and we sat on the hay.
Oh, okay. Sometimes it's the simple things in life.
Well. Yeah. Transfer market, Simon.
He had a stone flagon full of cider, and it was very rosy faced.
I was 14.
Well, so?
Simon.
Anyway.
Any news? Have we scored any new players yet?
Silly. Scored?
Apart from... Yeah, strike... I don't understand.
Azkaban.
I don't understand why...
That's somebody else, isn't it?
Azkaban? I understand why we
Excuse
were...
Excuse me while I die in the corner.
Maybe we can bury you next to the altar at the stadium.
Maybe so.
Okay, Hertha. There were all these names flying around. Do you recall any?
No, there's all sorts of wild speculation going on, all of which came to diddly squat.
I hope we can get... what's his name? Lucas Toussaint.
We fairly desperately need somebody that can score goals.
Oh, he's not the right person for that. He's a defensive midfielder.
Uh-huh.
But he's 22, plays for Olympique Lyon and for the under-21 and for World Champions France. He seems to be a good player, and he's worth 20 million now.
Hmm.
And Hertha has been putting in offer after offer after offer after offer after offer after offer.
And they've all been rejected.
But at the in the beginning, they were at 20 million. Then they were around 25. And the next one, and the other club wants 30 million. And I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. I hope some players will leave. And I'm really sad that Kalou didn't even get... I would have subbed him on in the 88th minute to get some applause from the audience, you know?
Well...
Some fuzzy warm feeling.
He might
feeling.
Have done something. They didn't really... You know, they're trying to sort of bring on the younger players with... Kopka and what have you coming on. But we didn't really have anything at all in offence.
Nothing.
Sunday. Absolutely diddly squat. I mean, there was that one big chance for Selke. He was in about 3 acres of space.
Oh, the header?
Yeah. And he jumped up. He was sort of like a mile higher than anybody else around him. He had so much room, and then he just sort of skied it.
Oh, I went to the restroom and I came back and my father-in-law said that Selke did Preetz. Apparently that's what Preetz used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
Well, perhaps they've been working on it in training.
Missing?
Yeah. It's possible.
The season is... you know what I'm looking forward to? It's not...
The end?
No. The under-23s. Okay. 1st of February. Home game against Auerbach. I'm going. Alison's going. My wife is going. We're all going. You won't be here, will you?
I don't think so. Oh, what was it? 1st of February? Yes, I will.
No, you won't. It's the away game in Wolfsburg. Oh, no, you're right.
Oh, yeah. It's 31st of January is a Schalke game.
Schalke game on Friday. Yeah. On
8:30. Ooh, looking forward to that. Freezing your butt off in the Ilpostadion on a Friday night.
Oh, Klaus said something nice. He said that the only thing that is... you know that the Olympiastadion can't be torn down because it has landmark protection.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the landmark protection only applies to the upper
ring?
Yes. The Oberring. Yeah. So you could basically tear everything else down and put a new stadium inside the old stadium. But then it wouldn't solve the problem of Hertha owning it.
No. Well, they're not going to do that.
It would be nice and cosy.
I mean, there has been talk about the Olympics coming back to Berlin.
Yeah.
Either in
never gonna happen.
2036 or 2032.
Never
going to
happen. As long as they ask the population, nobody wants that.
No, nobody wants that. Berlin basically can't be bothered.
The sponsors make shitloads of money and the cities gets left behind with a tap of X billion euros.
Yeah.
And all the
I think the other contender from Germany is...
Munich? Hamburg?
No, it's Nordrhein...
Westfalia.
It's a state. It is.
All these tiny towns.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people there, though, isn't there? Big sort of population base.
We don't need Olympic Games.
I know it's
games.
Not one city like Berlin, but there's a lot of people there.
But, I mean, the Ruhrgebiet has about the same size as Berlin, so it makes sense, in a way. And they have lots of football stadiums.
There are.
Which they don't need for the Olympics much, because there's only two soccer tournaments, two football tournaments.
Yeah, well, I have no idea what they have in the way.
Nobody anyway, needs the Olympics.
We digress somewhat.
Okay, transfers.
Oh, actually, so vaguely linked to that. One of the stories with that was the prospect of building a stadium on the May Field, which won't happen. But that's,
never. But nobody uses the May Field. Is used for one, I think, one tattoo thingy or something like that.
They play cricket on it.
Yeah, and also, very important.
Well, it's very important for the Berlin cricket team.
And the Pyronale.
Pyronale. They do. I think I've seen rugby on there as well. Actually,
I went there in the '90s when the American Bowl was here, the preseason game between NFL teams, and it was used for the tailgate party.
Yum.
Not very well coordinated. We're eating at the same time.
Yeah.
Hang on.
You shouldn't have put that all in at once. You'll be chewing for hours now.
Mwah.
At least you will.
Yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum.
Anything else, Simon? I'm bored.
I can't think of anything, really. There must be lots of things.
Let me check our chat.
I sent us a question. Why do we keep on doing this to ourselves every year, or every season? Very good question. Not sure I can answer that one. It's torture every year.
Oh, Patrick said.
Oh, hello, Patrick.
Good half overall. Hopefully they stay awake when the second half starts.
Well, that didn't go to plan, did it?
Nope.
To be fair, they did okay hanging in. I mean, it was a matter of just hanging in.
Yeah, but there was no life.
There was nothing up front at all. It was, I mean, the defence was well organised, but attack or even sort of, you know, midfield driving forward, lacking in imagination.
But I don't know how they don't play Ibišević or Kalou. I mean, they've been scoring about 50% of Hertha's goals in the past years.
Mm.
Remember the Cologne game?
Kalou wasn't even on the bench.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
This time. Ibisevic was, but they didn't use him.
And all the substitutions? Nothing.
Made no impact at all.
Nothing.
Which is a...
zero.
Disappointing, shall we say. But
as is the whole season.
Well, yeah, it's starting to get a little bit worrying though, because what do you say, we're in 14th?
14th, so, two points ahead of a relegation spot.
Having said, played Bayern right at the start like that, that's a nice one to gap away, I suppose. But if we have no sort of attacking threat whatsoever, it doesn't really matter who you're playing, you're not going to get much out of it, are you?
Nope.
When it comes down to it.
And Wolfsburg...
This is becoming a very depressing little chat here.
Isn't that whole thing depressing? I mean, the podcast as such, we should put a content warning in there.
We should do, really.
Depressing.
Yes. Do not listen to this podcast if in your delicate frame of mind. It's bad for the health.
It's just... I mean, this season is in the shitter. Can we say that?
You just did.
In the... shitter.
Is that a title?
Yeah, I got a message on our website that Apple had reorganized its category.
It wasn't one from that Swedish blonde again.
No. Do you want a number? No, it was talking about
just the video.
They had rearranged the category, so I had to switch. And then it has this little tick box to say, using explicit language. And I said, no. We don't do that shit around here. No. It would be fucking disgusting.
Oh, no.
Fuck the Tories. Over and over. Oh, sorry. I accidentally opened a video. Okay, the next game is Wolfsburg.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a home game against Schalke.
Yep.
And then we play them again sometime later, right? Isn't there something with the...
cup.
The cup game?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
A bunch of people go to them.
Oh, I didn't get tickets. Oh.
For what?
Oh, it's away!
What?
I thought I didn't get tickets for the Schalke game, but it's an away game, so... yeah. It's all right. Man.
Maria's going to the Schalke game.
Is she?
It's a whole bunch of people going to the Wolfsburg as well, isn't it?
It's close. It's about a one hour train ride, 1 hour 15.
Yeah, it's pretty close. There's a bunch of AKJ people going.
I would go. Oh, yeah, Isenf was complaining about it. She had like 16 people getting tickets and get them all sorted and get the tickets for the train ride. And she said she's never going to do that again.
Hmm. Lots of work.
Lots of work. Yeah, there's no away game I really want to. I mean, I used to like to go to Hamburg, but they're not going to be up. Maybe one should go to Bremen because, oh, it's already done, because I think they're going to go down. I said it.
Bremen's quite a nice town, quite like Bremen.
Okay, we have München, then we have Wolfsburg, then we have Schalke away on Friday night.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, we have, Tuesday. We have Schalke away, and then on the 8th...
Double Schalke.
On the 8th, we have Hertha Mainz, then Paderborn away, Köln at home, Düsseldorf away, and then it's March. Are you looking forward to anything, Simon? I'm looking forward to match day 34.
I'll go to a festival in mid-February and I'll miss a game then. Can't remember which one.
I'm looking forward to the 16th of May around 6 p.m. where the whole shit is over. Seriously.
It just starts a game. Every year.
Yeah, but different shit.
Same shit, different year.
Yeah, and you always... the surprise is how they're going to fuck it up.
Yeah. And when.
And when.
Yeah.
I was secretly hoping for Hertha to rally in the Rückrunde. And they finish strong. Because in the past,
which is usually the reverse of what we
In the past, we always had a very well. Then they were at the top of their game in December. Then the Christmas break totally mucked them up, and
That's the.
And then we had a slow but steady decline until we usually get a 6-2 blowout on the last match day at home, which is also good. We have an away game on the last match day.
Mm.
We could go there, Simon.
In terms of the home games, we're sort of finishing comparatively early, aren't we, this year? Is it like the 10th of May, something like that?
It's going to be Leverkusen again. Oh, shit.
What, away?
No, at home.
At home.
Oh, you mean the season finishes early?
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. The season finishes early May. And then you have the cup final usually... is,
which, of course, we're going to be in.
Yeah, yeah, sure, Simon. Absolutely positive. We have the final match in the cup. Isn't on kicker yet. Wonderful. But we're in the Achtelfinale. Hmm. Oh, shit, we're the top game. But I bet the TV is going to show Bremen against Dortmund.
Yeah.
And Union have an opponent from Regionalliga West. That's like, Regionalliga West is fourth? I think it's the fourth league, or the fifth.
Well.
So unfair.
That's not balanced for us, is it? But hey, such is life.
They're all against us anyway.
They are. They're all plotting. Plotting and scheming.
Do you expect any players to come? And Simon, what do you think about who's going to be our next coach? Because Klinsmann was asked if he could imagine staying on. And he said something like that. Yeah, you know.
Are you joking? Is what he said.
Maybe. I don't know. I just hope
you can't be serious.
I hope we don't keep Nuri, because he's actually the one running practices right now, and I don't see much of a big improvement.
Whatever he's doing, it doesn't appear to be working at the moment.
It's like
it wasn't so much the scoreline of Sunday. It was more the way it happened, really.
The lack of.
There's a tweet going around with a graphic. I think it's like three dragons, one of which is supposed to be the defence, one is the midfield, and one is the attack. The defence is looking all fierce, and then the midfield is looking a little bit blank, and the attack is looking like it's pissed out of his head, which is quite a funny little.
Do you think we want to get a big name coach?
What, something like Otto Rehagel or something like that?
No undead people. No, I was thinking. Klaus always wants Pochettino.
Yes, he said that at the last podcast, didn't he?
Yeah.
That seems to be cool.
He's been dreaming about that one for a long time. But, I mean, who in the right mind would say, oh, sounds like a plan.
It would have to be somebody that is not afraid of taking on a big challenge.
How about Trump?
Trump?
He's been doing a solid job over there. Angela Merkel is...
Well, he's used to walls, so perhaps he would rebuild
it. I heard Angela Merkel stepping down at some point.
Well, for me, I had to coach. I didn't even realise.
I would love to have a few...
Multitasking.
I would love to have a female coach.
Yeah.
One who can yell.
Are there any in the Bundesliga?
No.
Not even assistants or...
I only know of one assistant coach in the NBA. At least not in the top leagues. I'm checking.
I mean, I can't think of any, but...
We only have the...
any league.
I mean, in the women's league, of course.
Yeah.
Nee. We have a two female referees now.
Oh, Vivian was there on the fourth official on Sunday, wasn't she?
Yeah, and there's somebody else who's going up through the ranks. Well, that was a boring show.
Yeah.
Are we going to upload it or not?
I don't know.
Who knows?
You'll soon see.
So we'll be back after the first Chalky game? Or are you... Do you have any festivals to attend?
Not between now and Schalke. No. No, not long after that.
Do you get a season ticket for the festivals as well? Or do you buy them single?
No, I don't get season tickets, no.
That'd be funny, though. Flat rate.
You can do. The one that I'm going into Norway, you can use... Well, you can't anymore because they're all sold out, but you can buy like a three-year pass.
Three-year pass?
Yeah, so you get...
And it's one day each, or 2 days, or 3 days?
I think it's three, or is it four? I can't remember now, to be honest, but yeah. But at the start of it all, you could buy a three-year pass.
I have a good suggestion for Hertha.
What's that?
Sit all the strikers, put in Gangkam and Redan. Have you seen the Gangkam? Have you been to a U23 game this year?
Yes, I think I did.
He's a machine.
Yeah.
He doesn't shoot the ball. He fucks it into the goal.
Really?
He's really, really mean.
That sounds messy.
Not messy. We forgot to tweet out anything about questions.
I tweeted the question. I still haven't answered it.
You tweeted the question?
Yeah.
On the Twitter account?
No, my Twitter account. Is it?
On your Twitter
account? Why do we keep on doing this to ourselves every year?
Oh, yeah. Must be something, I don't know.
Struck a chord with
Simon! Maybe you did. Maybe it's because you're not dressing appropriately. Econet.
Oh, I always dress like this.
Econet said, Hertha cake. Okay. Yeah.
It was cake.
There was cake at the stadium?
I've only just had biscuits.
Nope, no questions.
Well, you said something about a questionnaire or something for questions.
Yeah, I didn't have time for that.
And
Simon, how was your Hawaiian poke bowl?
Very nice. Very, very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Had that last night.
What's that sauce on top?
It was a peanut sauce. It's delicious.
And spinach?
All sorts of things. Whole grain rice and things underneath. There was sort of like soya.
And you had the duck sauce and the soy sauce?
No, I don't have soy sauce, ever. It's got gluten in it.
Where did you go?
It was a place on Kantstrasse. Kantstrasse 46, something like that.
Okay.
Hawaiian poke bowl place. Very, very nice.
What is poke?
I have no idea. But there was this sort of big bowl, and basically the guys there, you pull a dollop of rice or noodles, whatever you want in the bottom, and then it's a little bit this, a little bit that, and it's flipping delicious.
Sounds like me cooking.
it was really, really good. Really, 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 really good.
Okay, so after we finish recording, I have to phone them and ask them if they were willing to endorse us.
Yes.
Or we endorse them, right?
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed it, so there we go.
This was the MTF podcast, proudly presented by Pokeball.
Pokeball.
On Kantstrasse. Take this thing or that thing. It's always delicious.
You could have whatever mix you like.
Oh, for the next show, I'm going to prepare some ad reads. Fictional ones. You know how they do these ad reads? Like, hey, need a website?
Yes.
Go to headspace.com. For your one-stop shop.
Yes.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
And that kind of thing, yeah. I'm sure we could make something up. Or you could.
Problems with hemorrhoids? Use Stoppy Itchy. So funny.
Yes.
Well, Simon, that was unpleasant. Hemorrhoids are us. Or anti-hemorrhoid, or... Or how about calmtushy.com? Well, Sam, that was unpleasant. Let's hope that something good happens before the next episode.
Yeah.
I'll have to get back on my antidepressants.
Yep.
Oh, a friend of mine. He's got a, he went to a doctor and said that he has problems putting on weight. And now he has a prescription for marijuana. He can get it from the pharmacy.
What, so he can put on weight?
Yeah. I think he just went to say, hey, I want some weed. Okay, cool, what shall I write? Oh, you're very thin. How about that? That would be nice.
Only in Berlin.
No. It's all over the States now, or almost all over the States. Oh, by the way, Simon, seeing your stickers, I got you something.
What have you got here, then? Are they good ones? Oh, excellent.
You know, for people who don't read so well, there you go, Simon. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. Massive, great, love, Herter, hate, fascism stickers.
Yeah, it looks like somebody...
Joel, you have to come back to Berlin and I'll give you some.
Looks a bit like they hit the wrong button when they were ordering.
What for the numbers?
For the size.
For the size. Well, that's about like twice the size of the old ones.
I would say it's four times the size almost. Or yeah. Double the size, right? Double.
It's double, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so much bigger because you can see them. It's about the size... Bigger than a phone.
Yeah.
It's 1.5 iPhones.
Yeah. It's about half as much a game, isn't it? It's.
So, Simon, we have a deal. We'll be going to the Under-23 game. That will be going to be our season highlight. It's against VfB Auerbach.
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 Bach. You got a cold as well.
No. No, when it's very cold outside, my father-in-law always gets these teary eyes, and I always get I have to spit.
Right.
Because there's no climate change, Simon. There's no climate change.
Well, it's quite... It was a pretty heavy frost last night.
Oh, I just realised I haven't complained about the online shop yet.
You did a little bit, but you didn't really go to town with it.
Jeez! I mean, okay, the tickets for the Derby go on sale. First of all, why are those priced in the same category as the category as Bayern tickets?
Because they know lots of people are going to go there.
It's going to be a shit show.
It's called Market Forces, yo.
Market Forces?
Yeah.
Sounds like hogwash to me, Simon.
Yeah.
Dear listener, Simon is putting on his jumper.
I am.
Which has never happened before.
My really thick jumper. Yeah.
And I'm yes. Remember...
You can actually read. I can read my Herter stickers through it.
Remember the Whitelings on Game of Thrones? That's Simon now. Now he's putting on his bones.
My bones?
Yeah, bone. Rattle bone. The one who had this jacket made of bones on Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched it for a long time.
Oh, Simon.
Not sure I even actually watched all of it.
It's over.
It's done. Are they all dead now?
No.
I thought that's what Game of Thrones was all about.
I was just so happy. It was like Stockholm Syndrome. I wanted the thing to be over. So we were like, okay, two more episodes. Oh, finally.
Done. Have you watched, you reckon... Oh, what's it called?
Vikings?
It's a thing on Netflix. No,
which one?
There's people. You know, some people said it was supposed to be like the new Game of Thrones.
Peaky Blinders?
No... No, it's another one with magic and all that sort of twaddle, Stitcher or something like that. I don't know. Doesn't really matter.
I'm going to my Netflix account right now to check, Sam.
It's probably one of the...
It's a TV show, right?
It's a TV show. It's got wizards and battles and bad guys and...
Sex Education.
No, it's not that.
Titans.
Yeah, it's not that. It's something like Stitcher or something like that.
Oh, The Witcher.
Witcher, that's the one. That's the one.
No, but I've been watching really good Trollhunter. It's a cartoon. It's really good. There's a secret troll world.
Uh-huh.
Right underneath our world, a troll market. And one guy becomes the...
Yeah, but that's true though, isn't it?
Of course it's true.
Yeah.
What's that yellow jacket you gave him? No. Yeah. Watch Troll Hunter. It's much more enjoyable than watching Hertha. And the episodes are shorter.
Okay.
Sam, this is the shortest episode we ever done.
Okay.
We had 45 minutes. We might as well.
And half of that was talking about trolls.
Trolls. It just can't be bothered today.
Well, it's only one match, and
what a shit show it was.
And yes, it was a little bit disappointing. Well, you could have gone through all the fine details of it, but
like what, 20-3 shots?
Yeah.
Eight
Bayern players falling over and what have you.
Oh yeah, it was really windy.
I did hear tell of somebody saying that somebody in the Oskova shouted out about,
oh yeah, I saw that,
about Lewandowski
being a Jew.
No, going to Auschwitz, which was pretty damn poor.
It's the Ostkurve. I have most
people
are. I have very low expectations for the Ostkurve in general. But they had this one banner for Nagankam after he was allegedly abused at a U23 game
before,
in Auerbach.
Before
Christmas, yeah. And then Hopchat Mafia did a banner for him.
Yeah.
The Gunkum, one of us.
Good for them.
Yeah.
It's probably just a couple of not very nice people, I expect, doing that. But hey.
So you're going home today? And then we'll be back with Schlacke and VfB Auerbach, Simon.
Aye.
I'm so looking forward to that.
Okay.
Everybody in the States, good morning. No, good night.
I don't know, yeah.
It's midnight there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sleep well.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
And impeach Trump.
And if you're having difficulty sleeping, put our podcast on and you'd be asleep in seconds.
Or get a relive of Hertha games. Okay, Simon. Oh. Yeah, he's been taking these codeine pills to deal with the sickness. Simon, have a nice day. I'll see you later. Ha ho he.
Hertha BSC.
Nächste Station, Olympiastadion.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.